The United States is still trying to line up allies for any military action. And today, the Parliament of Turkey approved a bill that would allow 60,000 American troops to deploy there on the border with Iraq. And then officials turned around and nullified that vote. It was such a confusing day, the Bush administration says it is still seeking clarification. And so are we. NPR's Guy Raz is in Ankara and may be able to provide some. Guy, what happened today?
The vote did pass. It passed by a margin of 14 votes. But that wasn't an absolute majority. They were 4 votes short of an absolute majority. So the Speaker of the Turkish Parliament nullified the vote. And it means that this vote may either be considered again in the future, or it may be nullified entirely. And it's still not clear what kind of decision will come out of today's events.
The United States has been making what appear to be extraordinary efforts to gain Turkish support, offering billions of dollars in grants and loans, and they still haven't quite gotten what they wanted?
That's right. I mean, one of the major problems here is that U.S. negotiators have been in Turkey for about 3.5 weeks. They've been trying to hammer out a deal with their Turkish counterparts over things like a financial aid package in return for Turkish cooperation, what the command structure would look like in northern Iraq in the event of war, what Turkish troops would do, how far into northern Iraq they could go, whether Kurds would be armed. That deal between Washington and Ankara hasn't yet been signed. They've come to agreement on certain issues like financial aid, but there hasn't been a signature on any document between Ankara and Washington. So many of the members of the parliament were reluctant to support this bill because they felt like there wasn't an ironclad guarantee from Washington that Turkey would be compensated in the event of war. Now, you know, in 1991, Turkey lost billions of dollars, they say, due to the Gulf War. And officials here don't want to see the same thing happen because of another war.
Well, where does this indecisive day leave the U.S. military?
I imagine that military planners in Washington will be very, very frustrated by this situation because, of course, Turkey shares a 220-mile border with northern Iraq. And in the event of war, military planners were hoping to stage 2 fronts, one from the south in Kuwait, and one from the north in Turkey. The idea was that two-front attack would shorten the war, would reduce casualties, would make it cheaper. So now the question is if the northern front will exist at all, what these military planners will do, and if they'll have to go back to the drawing board.
And Guy, we've just got a few seconds left, but as I understand, I mean, the difficulty the Turkish government is in is they have the pressure from the United States on one side and the pressure from the Turkish public essentially saying no to the deployment. Is that still the case?
Absolutely. This morning I spent a few hours at an enormous anti-war demonstration here in Ankara. It was the biggest anti-war demonstration in Turkey in the past year. There were about 50, 60,000 people there. And not just socialists and leftists and trade union workers, but doctors and accountants and elderly people. And the polls here show that up to 95% of the population opposes this war. And the governing party, the ruling Justice and Development Party, which was swept to power last November, is under an immense amount of pressure from its own grassroots who do not want this war to take place.
NPR's Guy Raz is in Ankara, and will continue to update us as we learn more. Guy, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.